This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC Weekend News for November 5th and 6th, 2016. Go to the WGXC Newsroom online at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Greg Hudson reports in the Daily Mail that the former radio towers for WCKL 560 AM were taken down in Greenport on land where the CAT 98.5 FM broadcast studio is located last week. CAT station manager Bill Williams said two of the 450-foot towers were built to transmit AM frequencies, with a third tower between them to broadcast an FM frequency. Quote, the AM station doesn't exist anymore, so the tower doesn't really serve a purpose, unquote, Williams said. Hudson writes that WCKL stopped broadcasting in 2015, quote, and lost its license altogether last month when the Federal Communications Commission concluded station owner Brian Dodge used false names to maintain several radio stations throughout New York and New England, unquote. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that, quote, roughly four times the number of voters enrolled as Democrats than Republicans over the past 7 months in New York, unquote, in New York State. 396,674 new Democrats signed up to vote between April 1st and November 1st, with 93,846 new Republicans enrolling during the same period, according to a Times Union analysis of State Board of Education's data released November 1st. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Alana Medlac has these reports.
It's Election Day weekend, the final hours before voting starts November 8th. Here's some last-minute election news. The Albany Times Union endorsed Republican John Faso, and the Poughkeepsie Journal endorsed Democrat Zephyr Teachout to replace Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook, in the 19th Congressional District. The Columbia Paper endorsed Teachout, Democrats Dee Dee Barrett for a local assembly seat, and Sean Francis for a state Senate seat, and urged a yes on the Kinderhook Library vote. Faso is meeting voters November 5th at 8 a.m. in Kingston at the main Dietz Post Office, at noon at the Dutchess County Annual Veterans Ceremony at Wallace Center, FDR State Park, and at the Kingston Veterans Association dinner at 5 p.m. On November 6th, Faso is at the Butch Anderson Annual Pancake Breakfast at 9 a.m. at the Poughkeepsie Elks Lodge. The Hudson Valley AFL-CIO hosts a labor walk for Zephyr Teachout at 9 a.m. November 5th at the Saugerty Senior Center. Daylight savings time ends at 2 a.m. Saturday, November 6th. That means an extra hour of sleep Saturday night and a reminder to change the batteries in smoke detectors.
Philip Grant has this report.
The Daily Freeman is reporting that on Thursday, November the 3rd, the Obama administration commended Ulster County for its effort to electrify the county's vehicle fleet. Ulster was the only New York county to be recognized by the administration as part of an announcement of federal actions designed to, and I quote, accelerate the deployment of electrical vehicles and charging infrastructure, end quote. The initiative includes the designation of 48 electrical vehicle charging corridors on federal highways. Ulster County was recognized for its commitment to reduce GHG emissions from county government operations by 25% by 2025. County Executive Michael Hines said he, and I quote, couldn't be more proud, end quote, that the county was recognized by the White House. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts a partly sunny Saturday with a high near 54 and a low around 39. Sunday should be mostly sunny with a high near 50 and a low around 30. Monday should be sunny with a high near 51 and a low around 35. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.